This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
At what age can you leave your kid home alone, even if it's for like 10 or 15 minutes?
It's an interesting question because I think it does depend on the parent and how much they've, like, how they've raised their children.
Yeah. I just know when my parents used to leave, I'd be like smoking darts in the basement.
Ryder.
When I was like 12, they'd like, as soon as my parents would take off, I'd be like, huh, I'm going to go smell some vodka.
I feel like the age is a lot older these days. It feels like parents are very overprotective, so than ever.
You'd think overprotective, but I think that's also just protective.
Okay, sorry. That's my bad for always using the word overprotected. You're right. You're a parent. I'm not, so I don't mean to come off ignorant. But growing up, like, we didn't lock our doors when we went to bed at night, and we walked home from school on our own, and we walked to school by ourselves. We'd go to the park across the city by ourselves on our bikes.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think that that's really a thing anymore. Is it?
Yeah, and most of those things you would like could lose your kid over if you did.
So yeah, parents, let us know.
So because my daughter's 7 right now, which I think is a big no-no
for sure.
Home Alone. But okay, so there's a Mary Brown's chicken. Every story leads back to fried chicken for me. There's a Mary Brown's like a block and a half, 2 blocks away.
Okay. Sometimes
I need to go and just pick up dinner for us, and she loves fried chicken as much as I do. And so the other day I was like, can I leave her and just run and get a bucket?
Why couldn't she just come with you?
Well, she could have, but she was watching her show. She seemed content. By the time she goes and finds where her shoes are and
it's an hour later.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's the age?
I let my reservations about it win, though, and I didn't leave without her. I made her came with me. But.
Looks like a lot of people texting in are saying double digits are the answer.
So 10?
Starting at 10, but Ryan says 7, so go get your fried chicken, Ryder. Listen to Ryan.
Listen to Ryan. I text her without knowing anything else about him. Okay, thanks, Lisa.
Trending this hour.
We are one day away from Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran's little duet.
It's called I Don't Care.
We will have it for you for sure. So I made a big change yesterday. Lesbian!
What?
No. Well, when you started talking about this big change you were going to make.
Oh, you thought that I was...
I thought maybe. But that wasn't it.
I mean, you go and see Endgame and you see Captain Marvel and it's like, well, maybe. Until she cuts her hair, and then you're like, why did she cut her hair?
Oh, really?
She cuts her hair.
Okay, spoiler.
I know, I keep spoiling Endgame today. What's wrong with me? Anyway, I cut my hair yesterday, but not that short.
That was the big change. You went from...
It was like to my nip area.
Yeah, yeah.
Chesticles.
You went from like a 10 to a 6. What? I meant like 10 inches long.
Oh.
No.
I did chop like 4 inches off.
Yeah, see? 10 to a 6.
It was very liberating.
Okay, and so what was the main reason? I think I have the reason, and I find it offensive. Tell the truth here. Were you just a little jealous of the changes I've made lately?
You just have a nasty stash.
Yeah, I shaved my beard into a mustache, and I shaved my head, and you're like, oh, look at Ryder getting ready for spring, looking so cool, new season, new him. And all of a sudden, you're like, I better shorten up my flow to try to capture some of the buzz he's getting.
You're right. That's totally what I was doing. Okay. No, my hair, it doesn't want to be long. The front doesn't grow. The back grows really long, like halfway down my back.
You're like a natural mullet.
It's true.
It's pretty awesome.
So I just cut off all the hair that, like, to the length where it just stops growing in the front.
Okay.
So now it's like a cute little... Shoulder length, long bob, lob.
It looks so nice.
I don't need you, okay? I'm going to post it on Hot 107's Instagram, and I'll get my likes there, even though they don't show up anymore.
From all your girlfriends.
Ugh, it's going to be like one like and others, and then I have to like write in the caption, update it every 20 minutes. Just so you guys know, it has 200 likes now.
Tips and tricks that you've learned that work to get the attention of a potential suitor.
Sit at the bar. Don't sit at a table.
Okay, even if it's like you and a couple of your girlfriends sitting at the bar makes more sense?
If your intentions are to pick up, sit at the bar.
Okay.
Because you just come off more social. Whereas when you're sitting at a table face to face with your girlfriend, odds are they're going to feel like they're intruding if they say, how's your night going?
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird walking up to a table. Whereas, yeah, the bar is a bit more inviting. Also, order hot wings, eat them with confidence, and then use the bones to write out the word hi on the wood.
No.
Oh, that's just a me thing then.
More like help on the wood. All right. Because I have a pickup tip for any single ladies out there that are looking for just like a smash buddy.
Please don't call it that.
What?
I don't know. It just grossed me out.
Okay.
Especially now that you have that mustache going on.
Okay. Go to the Facebook buy and sell ads and post a wedding ring that's for sale. Every guy's going to think you're looking for a rebound.
Ryder.
And then when you actually meet them, you can be like, no, I was actually just selling that for my friend. Boom.
Can I be honest with you? You don't even have to be selling a ring. I have girlfriends that have complained about trying to sell a TV stand, and they have guys sliding into their DMs constantly afterward.
Hey, you want to watch some TV sometime? How do you break the ice off that?
I don't know. There's some guys in the Edmonton area that just think that's a dating site. It's super weird.
Okay, but now picture it. You're selling a wedding ring. Boom. Found true love.
Is this coming from a personal experience? Like, what even is making you think of this?
I saw a good-looking girl who posted a wedding ring on Facebook today.
And you slid right in there and you're like, hey, you want to see a picture of my mustache?
I contemplated it. No, but more so I was just like, wow, I bet she has a lot of guys that are interested right now. So I thought that was a little quick hack for finding love.
Let us know what your hack is. How do you get in there?
Allie says, I got a crazy hack. Use a massage business Instagram account and slide smoothly in to direct message accounts for discounted massages and by offering that.
No, you can't be a creepy masseuse. That doesn't work.
No, but hold on.
No.
You're not a creepy masseuse when you message and just say like, hey, have you checked out this location? Come in for a 25% off your massage.
I know, but then that's them physically touching you and they're interested in you. No, I want a 75-year-old woman with the strongest hands ever.
Same.
Like, break my back.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with that. Matt texted in saying, a pastel-colored shirt. They seem to make guys more approachable in my experiences. Mm. Huh.
See, little tips and tricks can go a long way. What do you got for us?
Bring a blankie because girls get cold.
So if you're a single guy who's looking for love, just throw a blanket over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Have it in your trunk.
Why would you be showing a single girl that you're interested in your trunk?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Like,
hey?
Here, let me get to my trunk. I got to grab you. No, I think you have to wear it like Mel Gibson wore his kilt topper.
No, like Lenny Kravitz wore his scarf.
Sure. So just have a scarf that's as big as a blanket.
Just let the girl know that you actually have blankets at home, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you like this? Wait until you see my linen closet. Thank you for the call, Amanda. We appreciate it.
Anton wrote in saying, my current girlfriend, we've been together for 4 months, is my friend's sister. So my secret is, have a friend with an attractive, recently divorced sister.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for checking out the show. Yes, we have Oprah tickets again tomorrow morning. Be listening at 7:45 for the cue to call. Simple as that. All right, the segment is called Unsung Heroes, and it is where we give love to things and people that don't normally get it.
Shout out to worms. Where did you come from, and how did you get in the middle of my driveway so fast? Also, why aren't you moving now? Like, this is where you want to end up? Okay, I'm going to run over you.
Shout out to Mother's Day, where the only thing mothers really want, ironically, is a break from being a mother.
Honestly. And a lot of wine. Shout out to the new Bachelorette roster. Hope you guys have locked down your Twitter accounts, because guess what? Superfans are about to find all of your sexist tweets by noon today.
True that.
Right?
Shout out to $100, which feels like nothing when you make it, but feels like so much when you spend it.
Shout out to the sun. I love you. I'm so glad you're back. Ugh, never mind. It's too bright. Is it Christmas yet?
Shout out to my old wicker chair, because I like it rough on my booty.
What? Do you ever eat a Triscuit and you're like, tastes like I'm eating a wicker chair? Shout out to the guy on public transit who's drinking a Pepsi at 8 a.m. Are you hungover or just gross?
Just getting his sugar intake.
Just morning caffeine kick. Okay.
Shout out to the high of 24 on Saturday. Can't wait to look outside and feel crippling anxiety about all the things I should be doing.
Because you went out on Friday.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of the 18-year-olds who are graduating this month. We are so proud of you. Congratulations. But just a heads up, it's all downhill from here. Guys, you will go bald. Ladies, your dance moves that are cool right now are not going to be cool in 5 years.
Ask Lisa and her snapping.
Ugh, I am Elaine Bennis.
And finally, shout out to garage sales. But why won't you let me buy your garage? That's false advertising, bro. I think it was yesterday at around this time we were talking about how good-looking people get out of tickets and get warnings far more often than funny-looking people.
And apparently that's not the case.
Well, no, because like one of the world's sexiest men just landed a massive distracted driving ticket.
David Beckham receives a six-month ban from driving because he was using his phone behind the wheel. This occurred in the West End area of London. They also fined him a bunch of money. He has to go to court. 6 month ban.
I'm sure he's not losing sleep over the fine. He's probably losing sleep over a 6 month ban, though. Like, as a dad.
Well, that's what he said, too. He's like, I'm upset because I like to drive to relax and I like picking my kids up and taking them to their soccer and all that kind of stuff.
I can't imagine how inconvenient my world would be if I couldn't. For being a dad specifically.
But like we said, apparently good-looking celebrities get tickets too, which is actually nice to hear.
Maybe the cop heard this stat and was like, I'm not going to fall into that.
No, this cop either doesn't know who David Beckham is in London. That doesn't seem to make sense to me. So it's got to be this. The cop was in a terrible mood.
Or, you know, maybe the cop has seen the negative outcome that distracted driving can have. I know off the start when the new rules were implemented, I still didn't take it very seriously. So I would check my phone while driving.
At a red light.
Call on speakerphone, those kinds of things. Yeah, red light for sure.
But something can happen in 1 millisecond, right?
The more you hear about it and the more you realize as you like veer into another lane when you just go to check your phone. Like, no, there's a reason these laws are in place. David Beckham should have known better.
You're right.
I'm all for, like, even a six-month ban like they have in England.
Just to learn your lesson and never touch your phone ever again.
It'll just stop people from doing it, which genuinely will save lives.
Anyway, I'm just upset because maybe that means less Instagram stories from David Beckham. Oh, man.
Well, and less text, probably, because he's going to be scared to be using his phone, so he won't be sending it like Beckham.
Oh!
Sorry, that took
that was a bit of a stretch.
That was a real big stretch. Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. I sure hope you don't believe everything you read in tabloids, as you're going to be seeing a lot about the royal family and new baby Archie. But some of the things that come out about the royal family are false.
There are two stories already that are false that I've read. That George Clooney is the godfather of the baby. Not true. He cleared up those rumors. He's like, what? I'm like barely a father to my own twins. Like, they're only two.
He didn't say that.
He was like, I'm barely a dad myself. Let alone, and he was joking. Like, he was kidding.
Oh,
he was just because
he hasn't done it long. I thought he was like bragging about not being in their lives.
No. But then now I'm reading about this news channel that named Harry Styles as the father of the new royal baby. There are a lot of people getting fired. That work in journalism.
No, no. Like, but I'm sure this is a tabloid, right?
So no, this one's a news channel. Like, it was on the TV. So someone made a typo, and it says, like, it's a picture of the two of them. And then underneath, it says, Harry Styles and Meghan Markle welcome their new baby. How do you screw that up?
I guess if you typed in Harry and you had, autofill. Oops.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.